Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. What do you think of happiness? Conquering the IELTS speaking test. As an IELTS instructor with over two decades of experience, I've witnessed countless students grapple with the elusive concept of happiness, especially when it surfaces in the IELTS speaking test. It's a seemingly simple topic, yet it can quickly unravel into a jumble of generic phrases and unconvincing arguments if you're not prepared. This comprehensive guide delves into the intricacies of discussing happiness in your IELTS speaking test. We'll explore common questions, provide you with essential vocabulary, and equip you with the strategies needed to deliver articulate and engaging responses that resonate with the examiner. Understanding the happiness theme in IELTS speaking. The IELTS speaking test evaluates your ability to communicate effectively in English. While the test doesn't specifically assess your philosophical prowess, understanding the nuances of a concept like happiness can significantly enhance your performance. Examiners often use broad themes like happiness to gauge your lexical resource. Can you employ a wide range of vocabulary related to emotions, well-being, and personal fulfillment? Coherence and cohesion. Can you structure your thoughts logically and connect your ideas smoothly? Grammatical range and accuracy. Can you use a variety of grammatical structures accurately? Pronunciation and fluency. Can you speak clearly and naturally with appropriate intonation and rhythm? Navigating common happiness questions. Let's examine some frequently asked questions about happiness in the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. What makes you happy? Do you think people are generally happy these days? Is it important to be happy all the time? Part 2. Describe a time when you felt truly happy. Describe something that makes you happy. Part 3. What factors contribute to a happy society? Do you think money can buy happiness? How important is it for children to learn about happiness? Strategies for success. Expand your emotional vocabulary. Don't limit yourself to basic words like happy and sad. Explore synonyms and related terms like positive emotions, joyful, content, ecstatic, cheerful, blissful, optimistic, grateful, amused, fulfillment, gratifying, rewarding, satisfying, enriching. Well-being, contentment, peace of mind, inner peace, serenity. Think about different facets of happiness. Happiness isn't one-dimensional. Consider these aspects. Personal happiness. What brings you individual joy? Hobbies, relationships, achievements. Societal happiness. What factors contribute to a happy society? Equality, justice, opportunity. The pursuit of happiness. Is happiness a goal, a journey, or a state of being? Use examples and anecdotes. Instead of making general statements, illustrate your points with personal experiences, historical events, or even fictional scenarios. Example, general statement, spending time in nature makes me feel happy. Improved with anecdote, one of my happiest memories is hiking to the top of Mount Fuji with my best friend. The sense of accomplishment and the breathtaking views filled me with pure joy. Don't be afraid to express nuance. It's perfectly acceptable to acknowledge that happiness isn't constant. You can discuss challenges, setbacks, and the importance of resilience. Sample answer. Question. What makes you happy? Answer. Well, for me, happiness stems from a combination of factors. On a personal level, I derive immense satisfaction from my work as a teacher. Witnessing my students grasp new concepts and grow intellectually brings me a profound sense of fulfillment. Additionally, I cherish quality time with loved ones, whether it's sharing a meal, engaging in lively conversations, or simply enjoying each other's company. These moments of connection nourish my soul and contribute significantly to my overall well-being. Conclusion. Remember, the key to acing the IELTS speaking test lies in effective communication and demonstrating a wide range of language skills. By approaching the topic of happiness with a thoughtful and articulate approach, you can showcase your fluency, vocabulary, and ability to engage in meaningful conversation. Good luck. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.